degrees and sunny in Nashville, and we expect a lot of sun, heat, and humidity for the next several days across Middle Tennessee. Today, it's looking like a high in the mid-90s with that heat index up above 100 degrees, several degrees above 100 to be specific. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennesseans have decided party candidates for November's midterms. WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports that when it comes to congressional races that touch Nashville, some of the winners were financial underdogs.
In Tennessee's 4th District, which newly includes South Nashville, Victoria Broderick nabbed the Democratic ticket, despite being out-fundraised by nearly $700,000. She'll face Republican incumbent Scott Desjarlais. In the 6th, which spans Nashville to Crossville, Democratic winner Mike Crowley overcame a cash deficit. He'll take on Republican State Rep Johnny Garrett. They're vying for a seat vacated by a gubernatorial candidate.
In the new 7th District, which makes a C-shape out of Nashville and includes Dixon, Clarksville, and Gallatin, Darden Copeland won the Democratic ticket. It's a second attempt at the seat after losing the primary in 2025. He'll face incumbent Matt Van Epps. In the closely watched 5th District, Republican Congressman Andy Ogles was ousted by primary challenger Charlie Hatcher, a former Tennessee Ag Commissioner. Hatcher will face Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder in the general election. Well, the former Lieutenant Colonel of the Tennessee Highway Patrol, Mark Proctor, has come out on top in a four-way contest for the Democratic nomination for State House District 59. The area includes parts of South and West Nashville. Outgoing State Representative Caleb Hemmer narrowly won the district in 2022, and the Tennessee Lookout reports District 59 could be one of the few competitive races come November. Proctor won Hemmer's endorsement and the support of several labor unions, as well as approval from Moms Demand Action, a gun safety advocacy group. Proctor beat the runner-up, attorney Angie Lawless, by fewer than 100 votes. Community organizer Beth West and Oracle executive Rick Ewing came in third and fourth place, respectively. Proctor will face Republican businessman Bill Hanick in the November general election. Hanick run unopposed in his primary. Metro Nashville Police Department started trying out drones as first responders this spring in the Madison area. Today, the pilot program ends after 30 flight days. The Nashville Scene reports that MNPD will have a media presentation next week to discuss results of the trial period. This comes on the heels of a heated Metro Council meeting where council members introduced new legislation to limit the department's authority to adopt new surveillance technology. MNPD launched the pilot without sign-off from Metro Council, using a state law that lets the department create short-term programs that angered some elected officials, especially those who oppose surveillance technology. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.